You're listening to KGOU. I'm Richard Bassett. Early on in the coronavirus pandemic, St. Luke's Children's Center got a terrifying call from health officials. The virus was in their facility. State Impact's Robbie Korth takes you inside St. Luke's to see how child care providers are battling the pandemic.
It was really scary. It was very scary.
Gabrielle Moon is describing a March phone call she got from health officials. A child who attended the St. Luke's child care facility she oversees as executive director had tested positive for COVID-19. They told her it was time to spring into action and get the people in the infected classroom out of the center.
They gave us explicit instructions how to deal with it. They said, you know, you have to send everybody home. You have to make them quarantine for 2 weeks. The classroom has to be completely cleaned and scrubbed from top to bottom.
This was the first confirmed case of a child catching the coronavirus in Oklahoma, so Moon didn't know what to really expect, but she did know it was important to reach out to parents and teachers quickly.
Our best bet here was to have good communication with our parents and the staff and let them know exactly what was going on.
Staff called every parent in the affected classroom. They began sending home weekly emails to parents as well. Children started having their temperatures taken upon entering, but the rest of the facility stayed open.
That is a monkey.
And now, life is almost entirely normal. Temperature checks are still the standard, but parents are again allowed to walk their kids back to classrooms. And teachers dress like they normally do for a day. They aren't wearing masks. Child care centers everywhere are trying to keep life normal for kids. Rachel Proper is the vice president at Child Care Inc., which has 6 centers across the metro, and they've tried to create routines for kids.
We wanted those children to have that routine and have that sense of life is still normal when I'm at childcare.
Childcare centers are struggling financially. More than 500 Oklahoma childcare centers with capacity to care for 30,000 children temporarily shut their doors during the pandemic. St. Luke's has seen a significant drop in attendance, losing more than 100 of 650 kids across their 4 centers. Child Care Inc. has also lost hundreds.
It's been a nail-biter for sure.
Proper serves as an industry advisor for the Oklahoma Child Care Association Board. She says the work that child care centers have done through these difficult times can serve as an example for schools as they prep to come back in the fall. The extreme measures in centers, like temperature checks, are recommended in the Return to Learn plan released by the Oklahoma State Department of Education last week. And they're going to be part of life moving forward for anyone working with children. Proper says right now, parents, teachers, and child care providers just want to know what the fall could hold for K-12 schools.
When we are looking at varying school schedules and possibility of those children being in our child care programs more during the week is, I think, the bigger question right now in all of our minds.
Throughout the pandemic, the Department of Human Services has asked child care centers to stay open. They're essential, DHS reasoned, to making sure that frontline workers are able to do their jobs without worrying about what will happen to their children. At St. Luke's, they've done just that, but they're staying vigilant.
Hi, guys!
Cleanings are still regular. A splash pad installed at St. Luke's only pumps out fresh water, so staff aren't worried about that, but another case seems inevitable.
It's bound to spike again.
That doesn't mean life can stop or kids can just be kept at home. Instead, it means staying aware and being ready and able to change plans on a dime. The coronavirus will be here for a while, and because of their work early on, child care centers will be better prepared to deal with it. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. You can find more stories that matter to everyday Oklahomans online at kgou.org. Just click the link for State Impact.